God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Don't you want to know what God would have you to do today, and don't you want His help in the doing of it? Sometimes we don't know what God wants, and so we lack there. Sometimes we feel like we know what God wants, but we try to do it in our own strength. And both really fall flat, because truthfully, I can know what God wants, and I can have His grace to do what He wants. Now, how do I do that? You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapters 4 and 5, we find that the will of God and the comfort of God both flow from the Word of God. So let me give you an example of each, okay? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible says, "For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus." That's verse 2. "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." He later says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." And then he says, "Ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another." Verse 9. So here's the point. You know, sometimes we think, well, I don't know what God's will for my life is. And the truth is, we do know God's will for our life. God's will is not so much a matter of God's will, but my willingness, which is to say, I know enough of God's will to do it today. And if I'll do it today, then I'll know what it is tomorrow. We know the commandments, and the will of God is that we keep ourselves free from fornication. I'm not to be impure in thought or word or in action. I'm to be pure. I'm to be clean. God's called me to preach. Okay, has God called you to cleanness and holiness? And the answer is yes. So whether you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, God has called you unto holiness. Now, you may be a preacher, and that's fine, but I can be a preacher and doing what God gifted me to do, but live in unholiness and not be in the will of God. You see, God's will is given me by God's Word. We know the commandments, and we are taught of God, and so the will of God and the calling of God are purity, doing right now. So the will of God flows from the Word of God. This is also true about comfort. In chapter 4, verse 13, he says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant." And he talks about things to come, that those that are in Christ will be raised again. Those that sleep in Jesus, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." And he concludes this portion by saying, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." In chapter 5, he talks about, quote, the day of the Lord. And he says, "You're not in darkness. You're the children of light. We're to be sober-minded, clear-minded, and walk in the day and walk in the light, for God's not appointed us to wrath." Wherefore, again, chapter 5, verse 11, "Comfort yourselves together and edify one another." So in both cases, both the will of God and the way I do the will of God, both the purpose of God and the comfort of God come from the Word of God. God is called in verse 23, the God of peace. So how do I have the peace of God? I have the peace of God by knowing what He said. Don't be ignorant. You know what the commandments are. And then relying upon His grace for the doing of it. Both my direction as I head in tomorrow and the comfort with which I live today are functions of what God has let us know. I may not know everything, but I know something. And if I'll do what I know today to be right, God will give me the grace for every step from now till glory.